Hello, everyone. Thank you for taking some time today to join me on my podcast. Today is Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday. I know it's Earth Day. It's April 22nd, which actually prompted me to record a podcast today. I am home sitting actually in my bathroom, which for many of us tends to be our office these days. The children are virtual learning, and I unfortunately have joined the 22 plus million at this point, probably more than that, Americans who are unemployed. Yes, I am no longer working, so I have decided to take this time to tap into some other passions that I have, such as writing and healthy living. And being that it's Earth Day, I wanted to come on this platform and share a little bit of my experience with honey and bees and pollination, and how fortunate I have was a few years back to be their spokesperson. Healthy living and hot cars, two of my passions that I have often said. Unfortunately, the hot car industry, like so many others, have been affected dramatically during this pandemic, this COVID-19. I am confident that collectively we will get through this. However, right now, what's important is that we all remain at home, sheltering in place, practicing social distancing, doing everything that the experts, the CDCs, the medical experts, the scientists, all the recommendations that are out there, that we listen to them so we can get through this and come out the other side to rebuild and be stronger than ever. If there's one thing that I have learned during all this, is how important community and collective humanity for one another is. It's important that we look after one another and recognize that we need to get through this, but we need to be in it together in order to succeed against this pandemic and this virus that is so new to us. These are uncharted waters for us. Not many of us know what the hell is going on, but we need to stay in faith and live in gratitude. It's not about half empty or half full. It's just being grateful that we have a cup to measure. So with that being said, I am in need of human connection now more than ever, as so many of us are. We took for granted, at least I personally took for granted, how important it is to be near and with friends and family. I've been removed from my community up in New Jersey for three years now, since I've been living down here in South Florida. And now more than ever, I need to be back home. So God has a plan, and I'm a firm believer of that. And that is why I've decided that we will be heading back to New Jersey when this is all said and done this summer, God willing. Once virtual learning is over, once we know what's going on with the senior class, with Max's class of 2020, graduation, hopefully we'll be able to celebrate his accomplishments and the senior class's accomplishments before he heads off to college this fall. God willing, he'll be heading out to California. And Veronica and I will be going back north to New Jersey, to our community, to Marlboro Township. She'll be finishing up her last 3 years of high school at Marlboro High School, and I'll be closer to my sister. I adore my family here in South Florida. I am so grateful for them. If it wasn't for them, I don't know how I would have gone through these last 3 years. I look forward to coming back to Florida on vacation, but I'm looking forward to helping my community in New Jersey, New York City, rebuild and get through all of this. I am grateful for the opportunities with work that I had these last 3 years. I learned a lot, and I'm extremely grateful for that. But it's time to head back home. So New Jersey, born and raised girl. This Jersey girl is coming back home, and I cannot wait. But a little bit more about Earth Day and what prompted me to come here today. Healthy living, mental health is so important, especially now more than ever. Living a healthy lifestyle, balancing our immune system, appreciating God's gifts, nature, Earth Day, and honey, our bees. I was very fortunate to be the spokesperson, like many of you know. A few years back, I was the spokesperson for the National Honey Board for Miel Pura. There's some great information you can all get there at honey.com, mielpura.org. But, you know, the bee, today we celebrate our planet. And the bee is one of its smallest, most critical organisms. Pollination by bees makes 2/3 of our world's crops possible, as well as 85% of the world's flowering plants. Not many people know how important this little natural energy booster that these bees create, as in honey, is for us. The pollination, how important it is for our crops, for our flowers, for our vegetables, for just the evolution of us as beings. I read a report in National Geographic. Now, this is freaking cool. The shelf life of honey, 3,000 years back. How's that? Archaeologists doing their work, going back to Egypt and finding information on pyramids and pharaohs and history, found a 3,000-year-old jar of honey in a pyramid, and it was still in perfect condition. No preservatives, God's gift, one single ingredient, honey, was able to be eaten, was able to be used in its versatile states, able to be used as a little extra ingredient in water and as a moisturizers in your shampoo. It also has some antibiotic features. If you don't have Neosporin, you can use it as in a cut. In order to heal it. One of my favorite ways that I would ingest honey back in my running days, my marathon training days, especially a few years back before I got injured, but that's the topic of another podcast, is that I would use a spoonful of honey added to my water as a sports drink. One spoonful of honey has 17 grams of carbohydrates. That's it. It's a natural sweetener. It's a natural energy booster that you can drink before, during, or after your workout. Put all those other energy drinks aside that has so many other not natural ingredients, artificial sweeteners, food coloring, so many other things. This is just simple. And especially, you know, most of us are living on a budget these days. We need to be tight with our expenses. All you need is water and honey. Two single natural ingredients. We all have water, and honey, like I said, lasts forever, and it's so versatile. So I urge you all to go out and learn a little bit more of the ways you can use honey in your daily life. So thank you again. That's all I wanted to say today. Again, go out, try to get some sun, maybe a little vitamin D, go for a walk, connect with people, use your devices, write, journalize, meditate. Take this time to appreciate ourselves, to reflect, to hug whoever's near you. If you're alone, to connect with someone. Those of you who do have people that you're spending this time with, and you know of those who are alone, reach out to them. Loneliness isn't easy, but many of us have the ability to connect and be out there for one another. It is very important that way we can get through this, because we don't know what the outcome of this pandemic is going to be to ourselves, to our mental health. Physically, it's taken a toll on so many people. It's affected so many people that I know back home. But yeah, but we'll get through this. These are some uncharted times. We don't know what the hell we're doing, most of us. But let's just do our best and use common sense and think about each other, not just, you know, worry about ourselves, but know how this affects everybody. We're all in this together. This is so important that we recognize that we are one union. We are one collective group. And at the end of the day, we're brothers and sisters. And let's make sure we think about that. So thank you all for your time. I promise I wasn't going to take too much of it. I'm about 15 minutes into this podcast. So again, enjoy your day. Know that I care about you all. And positive energy is the only way I live. So go out there, get some natural energy and some positive energy and enjoy this Earth Day. Get yourself a little bit of honey, honey.com, miabuddha.org. Big hugs, virtual hugs to all of you. Thank you again, and stay safe all.